Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
And on another topic, does anybody remember where we were?
Yes.
We are in a deserted, weirdly deserted... well, I say we. I mean, two of us are still stood at the top of the shaft. But our companions are down exploring a weirdly empty, apart from some very old drone creatures, underground complex. Which seems to be a mining complex, we have now discovered.
Mining has definitely taken place there.
Now, whether that was mining to support the rest of the complex, or whether it was a complex for mining, we haven't seen, like, refineries or anything, have we? So possibly that was just an adjunct to the... And we saw some unusual ore, or something, a thin layer of something sandwiched between the ice.
Yeah, you've also got to remember, though, that if they basically sort of like were an energy, you know, energy with sort of like a super plastic, super metal or whatever, holding it in shape, which is what I think they were, and the energy's gone millennia ago.
Oh, I see. So all we're left with is the rough frame, but nothing holding it together.
Even the rough frame, there were those two rooms.
Just to the north of the main corridor, which would certainly be quite consistent with that.
That is a very interesting thought, which had not occurred to me.
I like that thought.
I've been talking about expounding that particularly
in the last session, but maybe
I think I probably was talking about sort of energy field. I mean, I think it's basically one of these things where...
Yes, you did.
And the reason why everything's, you've got this layer of stuff is, they would have been, and a bit like the door would have been pretty much indestructible.
Because it had energy field doors.
Because there was an energy field coursing through it. But it isn't there anymore.
Yeah, and if that was maintaining the... There's some kind of bonds...
Maintaining the structure of the base over, I say, from some distance away.
We're all in radio communication. Still. We can have this conversation, fine. This is not breaking the fourth wall.
I suppose that could have all disintegrated, but the ice is frozen in place.
If it was an energy field that was traveling through, rather than the your classic projected energy bubbles, if it was an energy field with the plastic stuff as a medium, that does make a lot of sense if that was providing the structural integrity.
And basically what we're seeing now on the floor, which is underneath the ice, because obviously the actual atmosphere itself has frozen, the remains of that, which is why you get all this dust stuff everywhere. I bet you, if you were to look at the dust, doctor, are you doctor or professor in this one? I can't remember.
Doctor.
Yes. Sorry, you're a professor in. You're the professor pervert. That's right.
What is he a doctor of? Practically everything.
I am, except the one everyone wants. Doctor.
Yeah.
I'm not bad at, I think I did actually put some points into medicine because I was get so sick of saying I'm not that kind of doctor.
But so, Anne, I believe you were in that central northern room.
We were, that had shown signs that something had broken in.
Yes, there was a crack in the north wall.
Yeah.
Reclining chairs or something, did I imagine?
That? Well, you describe them more as wedges, but I mean, they might be chairs, depending on the body plan.
Some sort of wedge-shaped thing,
yes,
but
and the
now a pile of dust.
And it wasn't a mobile wedge, was it?
Not now, at least.
Okay.
It hasn't moved since you got in here.
Yeah. Vaguely angled towards each other, so possibly facing something or facing away from something at one point. And there's a crack in the north wall where some ice has intruded. And now I couldn't work out if these were associated from re-raining, if this is associated with the crack or they were decorative. What appear to be small dead plants.
Yes, the first anything organic we found.
They are not associated with the ice.
Okay, so are they around the room as though they might have been placed there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they appear to have been growing out of something you could probably say is approximately a pot rather than, say, growing out of a crack in the wall.
Mm.
And do they look... I mean, clearly that's not efficient at all for, like, farming, so these were probably decorative. Is that a fair supposition?
You could say that. I couldn't possibly comment.
But Some sort of air filtration function?
But, no, I mean, I'm thinking it's more... this is basically where they went to relax.
Yeah, exactly. It seems decorative rather than functional, that kind of thing.
Yeah, not especially productive unless they were, you know, some kind of high-value narcotic or something that they only needed in small doses.
Speaking of a xenologist, you can learn a lot about a species from its aesthetics and from what it appreciates. I'm not going full Grand Admiral Thrawn here, but I do think we can learn something from the fact they appreciated... That means they probably saw in the visual spectrum.
Sorry, I thought that was going to go in a completely different direction. You could learn a lot about a species from their narcotics, man.
So did I, yeah. Have we seen anything that suggests decoration?
No, but...
I would suggest these pot plants are a bit...
Before this?
Not really, no.
There's not really been anything at all.
But bearing in mind that I think the walls and the ceilings would have all been...
Some of the stuff in that large southern room could have been, but I think your evaluation at the time is that it's probably functional. Instrument panels, such like things.
There's no furniture or anything apart from these wedges. So do you think
in that southern room there was something like stools?
Oh, yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah, next to the probable consoles.
Yeah.
And there hasn't... The walls and so on more or less uniform colour? I appreciate correct. Okay. No indication of anything that could be pictographic or... hazard signs or anything similar.
Definitely nothing like that, though.
Okay. Which, again, to me, I mean, without wishing to be too jocular about this, that sort of decoration, if they did have some sort of recognisable to us visual spectrum, that sort of aesthetic to me suggests either the most intense of corporate blandness. Yeah, think about some of those, you know, the megacorp, facilities, the huge office buildings, or perhaps
crewed a spaceship. This is exciting. We don't want you getting excited.
spaceships have loads of hazard warning signs, though.
Loads of hazards as well.
You know,
just a big sign above your bunk when you wake up in the morning. Don't.
You just read all of the hazard signs before you get out of bed just to save time.
And then stay in bed.
Yeah.
And think, why am I doing this?
Yeah. But seriously, either corporate corridor type thing, you know, everything is beige or possibly whatever shade of blue they have decided is a corporate blue, or some sort of if this was a deliberate choice and they had visual perception, some sort of, I mean, some spiritual aesthetics sometimes have this very, very plain.
Oh, yeah, this could be some kind of monastic retreat or something.
It's a possibility. Yeah.
Good thought.
Something that you might want to take into account on that. I'm not saying this is relevant, but it might be. These small rooms.
They were all about the size of almost like a monastic cell.
Well, I mean, bigger than that. Bear in mind, these are 1.5 metres square, so it's 3 metres wide by 4.5 long. So you're not cramped.
Depending on how big you are.
Yeah. Well, you're judging about that by the doors. But what you do not see is anything like a label on the front of them. And maybe they said, you know, you go to the north wall and you count 5 along from the end or something, but there is nothing like a room number or a Bob sleeps in here or anything like that. So,
well, it was something that was energy based and it's
perhaps
just gone.
So.
Well, that's the other possibility, yeah. They could have had any sort of, I mean, it's like those, you know, ancient statues where they think they were all, you know, all you can see, all that's left is the stone or the, you know, aluminium or whatever they're made out of. But, you know, at the time, well, they were highly
really
polished and
gaudy and blinged up. And
exactly.
Psychedelic eyeballs.
Yes, though some of that is the Victorians deliberately cleaning off any remnant paint they found.
Yes, it was mostly the Victorians. I mean, this is an our era thing, obviously, but the reason why armour is shiny, statues are white, is pretty much all Victorians who scrubbed everything.
Because
they want to think of the Greeks as austere instead of like zany green painted
Greek, in fact.
Yeah, remotely Greek in any way. Yeah.
So
you can wash the foreign out of them.
Look at where you are at the moment. There are basically two areas you haven't been to. One is that looking at the doors off the northeastern space. I mean, you don't know at this point whether you actually have more corridor or not there. The other is doors on the western limb, one of which was significantly different from the others.
So we're in that room above the
top centre of the main base.
Yes, exactly. So we want to carry on going west at the moment.
Okay.
Going west? Which way is west? Oh, that right.
East.
Yeah. No, east rather, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
So you have here more doors, very much like the others.
Okay. Let's just check that they're the same kind of living quarters as we're seeing. Any sign of any kind of biological needs serviced by these rooms? Any kind of plumbing or anything of that nature?
Well, I mean, to be fair,
no.
Room with a very deep hole.
That's true. There are some small holes in the walls which might be intended for ducting something, but at this point you really have no way of knowing what.
And speaking of that, any kind of... Presumably, I mean, if you lived here, you would need some ventilation to circulate the gases that you need for respiration.
You would think so. I mean, you could certainly tell that there was gas in here because it's frozen out, so...
But is there any sign of any ventilation shafts or ducting or anything like that?
Not that is bigger than... I mean, some of the openings could be ventilation openings. You just have no way of knowing.
It's weird. Maybe it's just unfinished, this thing. Maybe it was being worked
on. Possibly.
I mean, there's some signs, but then what happened over to the nominal east?
What, the mining bit?
Yeah, that seems out of...
Am I remembering there were like there weren't abandoned mining equipment there or anything?
In that room just before you get to the mine with the double doors on it, there were various tools and so on the shelves.
Mm.
They were more maintenance type tools than mining type tools. Mm. But there was the odd. This is probably a pick. There are only so many ways to make a pick.
Mm. This is very strange, guys, because they had a load of drones without manipulators. You would have thought if you're going to do mining and you have robots, You don't want to do the mining because it's really hard. So you maybe think you'd get your robots to do it, but they didn't seem to.
Didn't seem to have appropriate... I mean, I suppose it's possible there were a second distinct set of drones that had that function, but I mean, there's no sign of them in those tunnels.
Well, yeah, we've only found these...
Unless they could
repel some kind of manipulation that didn't involve physical manipulation.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, continue. This is fascinating. Yeah,
I don't think there's anything that we need to revisit immediately in any of the rooms.
No, nothing to revisit, but I'd like to finish off those.
No, exactly. Yeah. So
yeah, just check through all of them. Might as well. This is fascinating, guys.
Around the corner.
So those are that. Okay. And this is something a bit different. I believe I may have mentioned last time, rather than the same basic
flat... No, this is a different door.
Yeah, rather than the same basic flat door that you could break through easily, which you've seen a lot of times before. Just check me.
I'm getting strong out the mountains of madness vibes here, guys, just so you know. If you come running up the shaft reciting subway names, I'm going to take off and leave the site from orbit.
There is a metal door with a three-spoked hand, what you innately call a hand wheel on it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's just have a look at it before we touch it. Try and evaluate, is it immediately clear from the sensors we have to hand what sort of metal, for example, just in case that also falls apart when we touch it, get some data.
Maybe the whole door will. Yeah.
It is some sort of moderately exotic alloy. You can get a sample of it easily enough, and it will say yes, yeah, there is some iron in here, there is some aluminium in here. It's blended in a particular way, but it is basically metal rather than.
Yeah.
I missed that it's made of different substance to all the other doors.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
The others have all been this
stuff.
Call it ceramic.
We've got some flakes of that to take back. But,
I mean, you've got as much of that as you want to take back.
Yeah, I've made it, at various points I'd sampled things, and they are labelled, corridor or whatever, and correspond to the voice logs that I have been, we've been exchanging.
Excellent. Excellent research, Felix.
Well, that's what I'm here for, helping out with everything. There's no piloting to do here. If it's all right with you, Jethro, I think it seems unlikely there's any hazard. But if there is,
should you put that on your gravestone?
Well, given what we've seen, there's unlikely to be any active hazard. There might be a passive hazard.
Nick, what are your characters called? Sorry, I've just had a complete...
Dr. Radish.
Dr. Radish, that's it.
Yes, I will change my name.
That's right, because it's the Radish. It's the Radish maneuver, isn't it, that I use?
No.
Oh.
The Radish regression. I like that.
What I think you can see, you've all something just vanished. Was it me?
No,
we've got two maps. We're supposed to. We always
see it. Anyway, You have all spent a reasonable amount of time aboard spaceships, not least over the last year and a half. Mm-hmm. This has the air of a pressure door. Specifically, it is clear that the door itself is bigger than the opening on this side, and it seals against it. There are no visible hinges. Mm-hmm. You would expect it to open away from you, that kind of thing.
Right.
I wonder if this was the actual main entrance.
Could be. And so the hole we descended down wasn't frozen over originally, it was just the roof of the thing. Mind you, this is all tunnelled out of ice, isn't it? There's no other structure around it.
Do we know that it...
As far as you know.
Do we have a reason to think it was specifically tunnelled out of ice rather than being erected before and then frozen over?
Well, that's what I was just wondering.
It's very plausible given the shape.
That the structure of it would be weird if you then had an outer structure on top of that. It just looks more like the kind of structure you would tunnel.
Unless you were trying to retain atmosphere, for example.
Dr. Radish, is planetology one of your sciences?
Oh, I would have thought so. You would think so. I'm sure I'm missing some here, but no. Physics. chemistry, biology, xenology, and cybernetics currently.
Okay, well, give me a roll of physics.
11 in total.
Yeah.
Assuming I can use edgy.
Yeah, that's fine. So you can just think about the process of freezing and so on. You don't know specifically about glaciation and stuff because that would be under planetology, but you can work some of it out from first principles. If you poured some water over a thing and then it froze, yeah, fine, that could work. If that ice then moved in any significant way, the forces involved in its moving would be way greater. I mean, certainly than this thing right now could withstand. Maybe when it had all the power and so on, it was different. But
right, okay, that makes sense. So it's unlikely to be something that was built and then frozen over.
I mean, as far as you can go, is unlikely rather than definitely not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then that also means, I guess the other option, okay. So if you tunneled this out of the ice, yeah, you're already taking into account the kind of pressures and temperatures. So it's more likely to be stable then. Is it, this world isn't geologically active, is it?
Minimally.
Okay.
Probably it was originally when the star was a bit hotter. But there is basically so little energy input to it at this point. The core is pretty much solid, frozen solid. This glacier will stay here more or less forever.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So I think the only reason that's relevant right now is because that seems odd. But yeah, maybe we came in the back door regardless.
Mm. And was there any obvious, I wasn't there in the session when you opened the door. Was there any obvious release of pressure or gases when you open the front door?
No, but at these temperatures, the only gas that exists is helium.
Even within the complex?
Yeah, the complex is
There was no difference when we opened
it. Okay, yeah.
Well, I'm also going to say it's not significantly hotter than outside, which is true, but where you've been seeing temperature gradients of a degree or two, this door is the warmest thing you have seen in this entire
this
place.
This one right
here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the whole thing, the whole base is it ever so slightly above the ambient temperature? Or did I misremember?
Yeah, that's how it was originally spotted.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so based on that, so I think I abandon the concept of was the base retaining an atmosphere against the planet? Because it doesn't, at least by the time we got there, there wasn't any atmosphere being retained.
Not supported by what we've discovered so far.
We're pretty certain we've actually got an analysis of what the atmosphere was, though, because we've actually taken an ice sample of the floor.
Mm-hmm. But again, I don't know, when it freezes, that's going to change the constituents of whatever it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose we've opened various doors, you know, we've had opportunities to get data on what might have been in them at various points.
Anyway,
so it looks like if there's a pressure differential, so it should be higher pressure on the other side in theory, pushing against us because that's where the door opens that way. So we shouldn't get sucked into anything.
This is the very
point. This is what I was working through before. Reason it
out on top of you.
Do you concur, Dr. Radish?
You came to my hazard assessment workshop, didn't you?
Can I just point
out? I did, I completed the feedback form.
Felix, can I just point something out? Mm-hmm. We're in an almost total vacuum.
Mm.
Everything is going to be higher pressure.
It would have to be actively sucking into there, wouldn't it? There'd have to be a black hole in there or something
Maybe there's a black hole in there. Look, okay. do you remember the intelligent swarm of space debris?
Yes, fair enough.
Yeah.
I think very, very unlikely that you're going to get
He
says from several hundred feet up.
So maybe we secure another line to something if we can find anything to secure it to before we open that.
Apart from this door and its immediate frame, what you've got is the same wall structure you've seen elsewhere, and you can certainly break a hole into that and hammer a pit on into the ice.
Mm. Or we can tie a rope to the hub of this wheel, which is on the door, which is probably the most solid thing around.
Yep, that's true.
I mean,
if I can break a hole in this wall and hammer a piston into it, that's probably less strong than any pressure differential. to be a problem.
So what we could do is run a rope across the door,
mm-hmm.
Piston that, and then tie off on that.
Yeah, yes. I agree, that probably sounds reasonable.
Let's do that then.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Okay, so we do that. We open. Then when appropriately both tied on, I open the door.
I see it now. This rope is fine. It'll hold you against 300 gravities. And if you're in more than that, you're soup.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. You've got bigger problems than the rope.
Right, the wheel does not move easily. Could I have a strength roll?
Oh, yes, you can. On the grounds that strength is my big one. Well, they're all my big one, really, but I have an A strength. And I've rolled 2 5s, so that gives me 11 for my 11 for strength.
Okay.
Take it steady, no shearing.
It's a fair old effort, but you do manage to get it unjammed. It feels as if it was mostly frozen in place rather than
mm-hmm.
high friction, because once you get it moving, you can keep it moving fairly easily. It takes several turns to open, and then the
door...
Does
it go clockwise or anti-clockwise?
This particular one goes anti-clockwise.
Hmm.
Interesting note there, yeah.
And you can hear what sound like bolts withdrawing as you turn it.
Mm.
It is definitely, this isn't a matter of you turn it past a particular point and then the electromagnets kick in or anything like that. This is, mm-hmm. you are physically shifting the bolts.
Yeah.
But the door is now loose and open.
Yeah, you see, it's, I would of course tried it anti-clockwise to start with because coming from New Cornwall,
mm-hmm.
We will, of course, be left-hand dominant.
Oh, contrary.
If you're going to open this and look through, I will stand aside from the door, just so if there's something to see there that's a problem, I am not also immediately exposed to it.
Interesting. Felix, this is interesting. There's, it's like an airlock.
Yeah, you can't actually see beyond. Let me just, sorry.
We saw nothing.
Do that.
That makes sense from what, I mean, it's, complies with the theory that it's a pressure.
Yeah, similar door on the far side. So you're in a 3 meter square room.
Right. Do you want me to come with, or do you prefer me to stay here to secure this door?
I tell you what, just if you just stay round the corner, so that when I get obliterated, you don't get hit in my blast radius.
You can catch you before you hit the wall. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I open the door on this side.
Oh, have a quick look around. There might be a mechanism to prevent that.
Anything obvious? I mean, and can I? And is there something that says you can't? I've got to lock this door before I can open the other door.
In this room, it's as plain as every other room, except that it has metal walls rather than the ceramic ones.
Mm-hmm.
But you certainly don't seem to be able to get to shift the other wheel at all, while the eastern door is open.
Ah, I think you're going to have to close it behind you. Chaps, it's a safety feature.
Right, okay, so I'll do that on my own.
They've developed similar safety principles to us.
Well,
logical, but...
Maybe their bodies did not enjoy a vacuum. Something
every... to learn. Every spacefaring nation that we've come across at the moment does the same.
Well, still, you know...
The Pentapod ones are a bit weird, but... that's true of basically everything the Pentapods do, so...
Given how little we know about these people, you know, every scrap of information seems...
Well, presumably they were biological entities then, and that tells us something, rather than mechanoids.
Pressure was obviously a concern.
Yes.
Or keeping something out was a concern, but presumably pressure.
Okay, so I will
so
lock
there that. Are valid reasons, even if you're not organic, to want an airlock. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lock the one door.
Yeah, there is a handle on the inside, just like the one on the outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I tap on the door, can Jethro hear me on the other side?
Yes, but when the door is closed, you lose all your radio contact.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
I tap out a quick Morse code, can you hear me?
Okay, in which case then I will try putting a probe on either side of the door. So there's literally the receiver is...
Yeah, you can get a signal across, but they're using a lot of battery to do it. It probably won't last very long.
Okay.
But, I mean, we're still talking an hour or so.
Yeah.
If it's safe, I'll follow you through in a minute, but...
Okay, so eastern door closed.
Mm-hmm. I shall go west.
Okay, this one is easier to open. And
mm-hmm. Oh, just to check, is there a similar wheel on each side?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, we can open it from the other side. Good.
Is there any sign of any electronics or anything, or is it...
No.
Very primitive.
Is that a ship?
No.
Phoenix, come here.
But it is definitely tech. It's... Yeah, so... Do you have any engineering, Jethro?
I've got engineer zero.
Okay. Any particular sort? It really ought to be specialised.
So I thought it was general engineer and then you specialised.
No, when you only have it at zero, you have to choose something.
Okay.
When you get a level one in a something, then you get zero in everything else.
Ah, right. Okay. Now I understand. That's the mistake I was making. So, okay. So, I don't know. Pick an engineering tech, any engineering tech. But,
well, you can do that later, but for now, this is equipment of a not terribly obvious nature. The only thing that is really obvious, I think, is A, the floor is ice. B, although there is a fair bit of machinery here, it clearly goes down into the ice. And there's possibly even more of it below than there is up here, though you can't see very far down.
Anything looking like radiators?
No.
So my immediate thought was, is it some form of geothermal?
Yes, mm-hmm. That might make sense, yeah.
There is definitely a hot spot. Basically, the top right bit of that shape, you see, is the warmest area.
Any cables or anything coming off it, Jethro?
Nothing that I can see. What I also want to do is basically, I will turn around to Mason and... Not Mason, I do apologise. Mason is up at the top. I will turn around to Felix and basically get him to come through as well.
I will do so.
Especially now that we actually still have communication, albeit a rather version. Mm-hmm.
Lots of digital signal loss retransmit, so you're going to get stuff freezing for a second or two and then resuming, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously we can use, that's what the, that's why I have been leaving a trail of droids.
Sure. Well,
take us a few seconds to work out the true horror of what's happened to you over the audio.
All right, Doctor, I'm going to follow Jethro into this chamber.
Roger, Phoenix.
The sort of recording that ends with "I'm about to turn the top screw half a turn to the left."
A smell of petroleum.
I did love
throughout.
I mean, not being funny about it. That's something that they still do.
Mm-hmm. It works
because it was literally right. Well, okay. So this is what I'm seeing. Right, describe everything. Right, I'm going to try this. Bang. Okay. Next person. Right, I'm not going to try that.
Right, so... Okay, Dr. Radish, show me of your engineering skills and Indu Felix.
Sorry, you cut out a bit there, Roger, just when you... What was that about?
Engineering skills.
None, I'm afraid, guys. I have got Engineer 0.
I've got Power 1.
Okay.
Because I'm Jack of...
Again, Nick, what you will actually have is Engineer bracket something specific 0, so if you could sort that at some point, but not to worry about it now.
Yeah, I need to do the same with my athletics.
Yeah. Well, I'll have a look in
my
the
blade. Oh, no, okay. Actually, no, it's melee blade 0, so that's...
I shall have a roll then.
No, it's more do you have the training skill?
Do we have the
relevant
skill?
And
no.
Felix definitely does.
Uh-huh.
Right, this is definitely...
That's the thing.
Well, your first thought is it's a power plant. Your second thought is, hang on a minute. This is two power plants.
Hmm.
So there's that one up there, which is basically the one that's largely above the ice, or mostly. And that is a basic RTG. You know, low power, very long duration.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple.
And is that where the hotspot currently is?
Yes. Using the hotspot term, hotspot relatively.
Yeah.
Connected to that is something electrical which have the air of capacitors.
Hmm.
And the rest of the machinery is another power plant.
Is it possible that the whatever transmitted the power is all rotted away and disintegrated? There doesn't seem to be any method of getting the power from here elsewhere.
Well, hang on. So,
well, you've got beam power, you know.
Roger,
stuff is going down into the ice and off sideways into the ice wall and so on.
So there is some connection of something.
Yeah, sorry, Roger. Yeah. So, which bit is the second power plant?
The vast majority of it. The RTG is basically this top right section.
Okay, so that sort of bottleneck essentially is the RTG, and the rest of it is a second. The rest of this apparatus is a second
and much bigger power plant.
Yeah,
which it's more complex. And the RTG, you're getting the impression, given the sophistication you've seen here, might well have been made deliberately simple and robust.
Mm.
It is immediately recognisable what it's for.
That is the thing you really don't want to go wrong.
Whereas the rest of it, which is completely cold ambient temperature, you think probably some sort of nuclear plant, but you really can't tell. Maybe with a closer examination, but that's your initial impression.
Inspector. Right, this is looking peculiar. So, are you receiving this, Doctor?
Yes, it's a little fuzzy, but yes.
We've got a essentially a dual PowerPoint setup. If you get this visual through,
yes,
you can see over there on the right, that looks to be the actual hotspot we've been detecting, or perhaps its origin. That's a still functional RTG, a very, very simple, very robust generator.
And I'm
possibly making an unreasonable assumption. The thing about an RTG is you can't turn it off.
Mm.
Okay, so it's a backup. My guess would be that's a backup power source.
My guess is that's the jump starter.
Right, yes, okay, yes, yeah. But so, also, I mean, you want that to be simple.
Yeah, I mean,
and
you
easily
want
repairable if it goes wrong.
And it's still there. It's still putting me out of heat. But the rest of this is a second, much more complex, higher technological base.
I should be able to tell the difference from if now you're talking about.
I'll get closer. You know.
Engineering power plant.
Okay, that is.
Yeah, I think I'd be engineer life support. I would have thought.
Okay. Yep. That you can't be 100%, but you would think fusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really obvious how to get this up and running.
Hmm.
I mean, you're...
Would a neutron bomb have done the kind of damage we've seen? Just out of interest.
No, I mean, you remember when Entdecker was damaged. This has the air of something that is designed for maybe non-technical personnel to operate. There is a really obvious flow of controls from, this big button and then those things and then those things.
Like a sort of defibrillator you need to use in a hurry.
Right, okay.
Sort of level.
One thing we are not going to do, I'm afraid, gentlemen, is switch this thing.
No, I'm quite in full agreement there, Jethro.
The other party did, you wimps.
Has it been used?
I am not willing to commit myself to this policy yet. But
Is there still a shrink wrap on them?
Roger? That's the question.
Yes, is that where they end?
I think he can't tell us that until we decide whether or not we're going to.
I still have players.
Does it look... So yes. The players survived.
The players did not
a get... A total
did,
party kill so extreme.
So killy.
They're still prepared to play with me.
Does it look used, this thing, and has it been shut down properly, or did it...
Can you be more specific? I mean, there are no broken housings, that much you can certainly get.
Does someone... Has someone turned it on and then shut it down properly, or did it just wear down of its own accord?
I don't think you have any way of telling that.
Yeah, fair enough.
It is neat. There are no loose bits of grubbage about the place.
No obvious damage.
I will do a full circuit, partly just for documentation purposes, looking out for...
I also want to go down to the other end as well.
Is this tech... Again, it's not really my area, but... Is this beyond us, or could we build something like this quite easily?
Well, this is basically what... Well, actually...
You could certainly build something like this. Whether it would be as robust over this sort of period, you don't know.
Well, we don't know the kind of time frame we're talking about, but it's millennia, I guess.
Okay, so for something where the... Okay, it's a sealed system for it to then get so cold that the gas freezes... You are talking probably, I would have thought, millennia at the absolute minimum.
Okay. But then why is there no... There's no activity going on here. There's no energy in the system. So why are there no bodies? Why is there no biological stuff here?
Because let's finish our survey.
Did you see those things of dust...
That was my suspicion at first, but they weren't. They were just wingnuts and engineering
they
bits.
They were wingnuts and engineering bits in amongst the bits of dust.
I suspect if you were to analyse the dust,
and
there'll be organic material in it.
There will be different. You will find that different parts.
I thought that, but I think something Roger said put me off that.
Okay, let's see. It all looks about the same.
And they weren't individually sized lumps or anything.
And you haven't got pink stuff and grey stuff.
Cable?
At least some of the damaged components had clearly been formed from dust and were partly eroded back. So, one end of it would be a flange and the other end would be broken off as dust.
I'm not convinced it was organic. And what would make it... If there were
organic beings then made out of this stuff, then they were probably closer to being robots, would be your...
Yes. There's nothing here to decay anything, so nothing would have... I mean, it would have got old and shriveled, but it wouldn't have just disintegrated unless there was an earthquake or something, and this planet isn't active enough for that.
The condition of the structure seems to go against that as well.
Yes, that's my worry. Where is everyone?
Let's, if you don't mind, we can complete the quick survey of this... Just check there's no entrances we haven't noticed or anything around this cavern. And then we can go back to this machine.
There is something a bit odd, which is that there are some gaps in the ceiling. You can't see all the way up to the sky. But you can certainly see some way in, and they appear to bend, and it, you know, you can't really say without trying it, but it might be conceivably be possible to climb up to the top of the glacier from there.
Mm.
Depending on how far these fissures continue, or yeah, maybe they just stop halfway up, you don't know.
Where would they have come from? Is that bad design or
ventilation?
How high up is it? It was like a half a mile, wasn't it, or something, to the top of the glacier?
No, let's see.
It's two ropes. Two ropes joined together.
Because you're at the same level as, let's see...
Space ropes.
So it was 7 metres per level, and there were down six levels. So you're about 60 metres maybe below the foot of the glacier.
Mm.
And I'm sure they told me somewhere how tall the glacier actually is.
It's not trivial, is it? But it's not.
It might be a few hundred metres.
It's not cyclopean.
Well, cyclopean depends on where you're standing.
Yeah. And how many eyes you have.
Do you reckon you could get a drone going up there, Jethro?
No, not in this. Not my drones are designed for atmospherics, and the manipulators that they've got would freeze within seconds. We have tried this.
Makes sense.
Now we've now, as far as we know, explored the whole floor plan.
I will, right. As I mentioned, I will do a full circuit just to get as many angles as possible on all this tech.
Sure.
This is exactly where we should be looking really carefully for anything that might be some form of writing. Because where you write things or put pictures or a thing of a squid being sliced in half by an energy beam or whatever is on the incredibly dangerous piece of expensive equipment.
Do not touch this. King Dutton, you idiot.
Do not insert tentacle in tentacle shredder hole.
Yeah.
Unless you're into that.
Do not lick your fingers and put them into the plug socket.
any repeated patterns of any kind that we could.
Okay. Yeah, it's not really obvious, in partly because it's covered by the atmospheric frost. But the RTG controls do appear to have a. Press this button and then wait for span of time and for this column to reach this height, and then press this other button, that kind of thing.
Fascinating. Oh. Record that, Felix.
Will do. I will first record as much as possible, then I will try to very carefully, just with a glove, rub and see if the frost comes off without destroying anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's atmospheric frost.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, then I will carefully sweep off and then, again, re-document. Our linguists are going to salivate over this.
Mm-hmm.
Got to keep them well-fed.
We don't need that NPC back.
Couldn't
you? Well, you want to keep them distracted, don't you? Otherwise, they start, you know, evolving new languages when you're not looking. And get a Babel ship situation. Can we tell... To any extent, is it feeding power to something? I mean, you said something's going down and something's going out.
Yeah, right now the RTG is not feeding power to anything, as far as you can see.
Hmm. If this machinery were operational, if the nuclear were operational...
I am watching Felix like a bloody hawk.
I keep my fingers, I keep my hands entirely within view.
On the other hand, when are we going to be here again?
Hang on a sec. Go on, Felix.
Yeah. If the power were flowing, so some of it will be going down to perhaps a further...
Yeah, it looks as if what this RTG is for is to feed this other machinery.
Mm.
Mostly through the capacitor banks.
Yeah. And so do we think...
From there, it could be going anywhere. There are definitely places you cannot see of the nuclear plant.
So there's more of this that there might be a whole city.
Why isn't there a way of getting there then?
Maybe there is, but it's not from here.
Okay, maybe this is just a
maybe this is an external thing built outside a buried walled city. I mean, it's...
Any way you could estimate a rough kind of power, like megawattage kind of production?
I can throw out some numbers just based on the size of the thing.
If it were human tech, you would say medium-large spaceship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But if we're looking at, if we're looking at assuming these little dumbbells are living quarters, then what is that, 20-odd crew? So it may be that sort of, would we call that a medium-sized ship?
Yeah, and if this were all, as I say, if this were all human tech, it would be a reasonable site. Probably you'd want a slightly bigger plant, or quite often you wouldn't use fusion at all because of the whole turbine rotor thing. But this is clearly using something that isn't that, so.
Okay. Mm. I mean, maybe they had different levels of risk and concern about power capacity than us, so maybe they'd support a lot more or a lot less. Very hard to say.
Is there any... if we have sensors, is there any background radiation any difference in background radiation?
Yeah, I mean, the shielding is good, but it's not 100% because there's no such thing.
Mm-hmm. Document
but
that.
Not dangerous, as far as we can tell. Well, not currently, because it's turned off.
Not dangerous even if you weren't in a suit.
Ooh, okay. I'm... You know my level of knowledge out of character in physics. If we were able to get a reading on radiation from the corridor on the other side of the airlock and we detected any, hypothetically, would it potentially be possible to get some estimate of the time elapsed based on the fact that the radiation had passed through that quantity of ice?
Oh, you're saying, can we work out if the thing exploded at some point?
No,
well, the just thinking, how long ago was this running, basically?
Oh,
I have no idea if that's
kind
the thing
of carbon
that is possible.
Dating thing.
Yeah, half-life. Sort
of. Yeah.
There's no sign of activation of anything. In other words, what you have been detecting, when you've been detecting anything at all, is what is currently being produced, rather than at some point in the past this thing got irradiated and it has been decaying since.
Okay. Well, that's information.
That's helpful. Well, I mean, we're at a point, gentlemen, where we either turn it on or go home.
We go home.
I think so. I mean, I don't want to bring it down to the binary.
Okay, so if you want, I've got two drones left. I can leave.
Would they be able to turn this thing on?
They have got manipulators.
The problem would be the temperature.
Yeah.
Can we leave a fan heater here?
Yeah.
What I haven't got is a separate heater, I'm afraid, Doctor.
I mean, it's not really my area. I don't know how safe a power plant is. I get the impression this facility wasn't... I don't know whether it wasn't quite finished.
So, someone with mechanic skill could look into rigging up a heater for the drone.
Mechanic skill, you say?
I've got mechanic.
Ooh. Fight you for it. No, go on.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, between the two of us, we can probably rig something up.
Have a go?
Again, probably slaughtering its battery life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But who cares?
Heating things up is quite... That's why we need to eat so much. You know, reptiles hardly eat at all, because they don't bother the whole heating things up.
On the other hand, we're able to move consistently fast and longer than reptiles.
Stay functional at night.
I'm not advocating.
But then, do we need to stay functional?
Master notices I'm eating his tail, I'll be long gone.
I can pick something up, and then when we are out... We could then, bearing in mind I have left a trail of
drones
literally from the front door all the way down to here.
What would be a safe distance for a fusion reactor of this size, in your opinion, Felix?
Further than we could get.
Bearing in mind it's embedded in 100 metres of ice in all directions, which will absorb a sudden amount of energy.
If this thing was going to be a problem, it would probably be a problem. So either we're probably safe in more or less immediately outside the door, or we're probably not safe.
Right. Like if it's I prefer one of those options to the other.
If it's so spectacularly dangerous that simply being outside the complex isn't sufficient,
If it destroys the entire universe, I agree with you, but otherwise, presumably there is a safe distance to get to.
Otherwise, we're probably safe on the other side of the airlock. I mean, those are roughly the three.
I guess we will get some warning signs that something is going wrong quite quickly.
I mean, even if it went quite badly wrong, it wouldn't immediately probably be a major problem. It's just by the time we could get somewhere safe after noticing that.
Yeah, again, it's not my area, but presumably it has to... The most likely fail state is it not working initially rather than immediately exploding.
That is certainly how we would engineer it, yes.
And it would take some time to build up to the actual fusion reaction, presumably, and we'll get some idea. I think it's perfectly safe. I mean, there we go. That's my conclusion.
You activated this using the faction orange language instructions, not the faction purple language instructions. Die, heretic!
Ooh, I have a further ignorant physics question. This RTG.
Yep.
It is still running. Mm-hmm. It has not decayed completely.
It is certainly now producing less power than it was built with. That is just the nature of the beast.
Yeah. Do we think we can estimate anything about the age? Again, I'm just interested in the age of this structure.
Well, they have a limited lifespan. But yeah.
If you were
years,
to open it up and take a sample of the fuel...
Okay. Don't do that, Felix.
Yeah, don't do that.
Give it a lick, and I will give you an idea based on the colour your tongue goes to the degree of radioisotope level.
Probably fine. Okay. I was thinking more the case of it is still producing enough power to do something, and it is of a specific size. Mm. There's probably a maximum limit.
Yeah, but it would depend very much on what you initially fueled it with.
That's true, yeah, right. Okay.
But it could be...
I give up.
Thousands to millions of years, depending on what you put in there.
Thousands is certainly plausible.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm tending to lean on the captain's... on Jethro's...
Colonel, if you would. No, this one...
Oh, Jethro. He's pulling rank now. There's a fusion bomb involved.
This time I am actually a colonel.
We're in an underground cavern with a fusion reactor, Jethro.
Whatever happened to when you're a 10x10 room and there's an orc guarding a chest? Life was so much easier.
Are we... What? I confess a certain degree of curiosity as to whether this thing is operational.
I'm curious too, Felix.
But I don't know what we learn other than that fact... by turning it on.
Maybe it will generate a holographic projector that will explain everything.
There's nothing. Everything's crumbled. If there was still intact infrastructure here, we might be able to glean a great deal. But what we've got...
But what about Jethro's idea that this was largely a kind of energy-based...
If all the conduits for it have... crumbled.
Maybe it didn't need to be. Maybe it was an energy field.
I'm not seeing anything that would project or shape an energy field. And I mean, that's more your domain than mine, really. But I mean, from a power side of view, if this thing was pumping out energy that went into a set of force field generators and those have now gone, I feel that's the most likely time for something to go wrong.
It may also activate and solidify an army of drones on your way out, I suppose. That's another consideration.
Got a lot of them have holes in now.
But humanity may never visit this place again, ever.
I'm very
curious. We have to weigh up.
You know. I think it would be very interesting for someone to do that and to see what it connects to. But we're not in a position to do that.
Was Fleming nervous when he accidentally, got his lab assistant and stole all the credit to invented antibiotics? Was Edison...
Lester's analysis suggests it was almost certainly deliberate, and then he told the story about it being an accident.
I think he actually...
Going back and looking at the actual lab notebooks, he was trying a whole load of stuff.
Well, there was Fleming timid when he... forged the path of antibiotics that many people had discovered years before. But the Persians used to lick saddlebags because it had penicillium in.
Well,
anyway,
it's the Native Americans and cobwebs, isn't it?
Yes. Was Alexander Graham Bell nervous when he stole the patent off some other guy to invent the telephone? I think you see where I'm coming from. We are pioneers.
I'm just trying to.
The first
is there anything
from a man to another man saying, "Come here, I want you"?
Just wanting to be sure about the decision making here. Do we think?
I mean, I'm happy to rig something that, so long as we are out of the base completely.
Okay.
I'm not saying we don't do it. Safety I just first. Want to make sure we understand it.
We
want to find out if this turns on for the sake of knowing if it turns on.
Yeah.
The other thing
that in the event that it does start doing something to the base, we have a series of drones running throughout the whole base, which is how we're currently communicating with the ship. Because
lots
strangely,
of cameras.
Sorry?
Lots of cameras.
And we have lots of cameras. Admittedly, the cameras are probably pretty fixed. But so long as basically we've got, you know, we have a good...
Because your drones are frozen in place now. I think if we don't take a step in the dark, we'll never...
I mean, from
fall
my
on our faces, view, but falling on faces
view,
is what from, makes humanity.
So, from a
I'm trying to do an inspiring speech.
Oh, shut up! Right, from a safety point of view, I believe we would be safe enough to trigger it, so long as we are not in the base itself.
Let's do it.
Okay.
And Mason agrees. He's nodding, but he may be asleep.
Yeah, and as the one who is basically, I suspect technically the person who is supposed who keeps the boffins to the straight and narrow. Actually, I do get the impression that basically we go down with Radish, and basically he has three handlers, and that's basically mine, Felix, and Mason's actual job is to basically. Pull back,
handle the radish.
Yeah, we aim him. We guide and aim him in useful directions.
Yes. Let's turn it on. That's what we're saying.
That is the image, I just want to make sure you know. There's no preparations we should make to make sure we capture important information.
It's dangerous, but we're here to learn for humanity.
That's honestly not a major concern.
No.
I'm not particularly concerned about it
being dangerous. Our physical states are as of nothing due to the collective knowledge of humanity.
Mostly, I just think if it's broken, it just won't work.
It'll work. I mean, look at how.
Are there any more rooms signatures we want to stake out with anything that might happen on activation before we set this
out
up?
Of drones?
All right,
you're out of rooms for that matter.
And we're out of rooms, to be honest. Basically, we've got to run all the way through. The only other one which has still got a drone in it is the one with the hole. There's the one with the displays. And then there's the one with the hole. I haven't even got one up in the top bit of the, you know, with the plants. Though I suspect they were one of the last things that went.
We should make sure we sample one of those.
Well, we've sampled as much as we can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, mm-hmm. But specifically, we want to make sure we have a plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know. Okay.
Okay, so we, Felix and I climb back up the rope.
Well, do you want to give a new mechanic to rig up the drone heater first?
Oh, yeah, yep. That's a good point, actually, yeah. So this is... So
mechanic at int.
Okay, so so that's 9, 10, 11 for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep, that'll get the job done.
Yeah, same yes. for me.
Not really practical at my end. Carry on.
Right. So, let's see, we don't actually have a remote. Do we have a remote pilot skill in this? I can't remember. Oh, yeah, electronics remote ops, yes. Okay, so, yeah.
I have got electronic remote ops.
So you can move some drones around a bit, but basically you're going to get yourselves entirely out of the base. That's fine.
Yeah, we are out of the base, and then we trigger it.
Okay, so on the surface in the valley.
We're as far away. I mean, I know what I mean from Jethro's point of view. He would like to be in orbit.
Well, that's theoretically doable. I mean, the adverse signal conditions are within the base.
Yes.
So as long as you have a repeater outside the base, which you already do,
yes,
it's not going to make a huge difference whether you are standing there or a few hundred miles up.
I mean, we could. Leave it until we get back to the ship. And,
well, no, we can't, because basically we've got an hour.
That's the difficulty. You certainly wouldn't have time to hike back to your safe landing point.
That's true.
Stuff it. We basically, when we're outside, we get to the top.
Okay.
Get to the top of the glacier and basically go.
Right. So, could I have first of all electronics remote ops?
That'll be me. Okay.
I just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
So that's 12. It's 13. 13 if I'm using int, 12
yeah,
if I'm using education.
That's fine. And from Felix, engineer power with int.
Ooh, that is engineer power with int. That is a 7.
Okay.
Rolled very poorly.
Fortunately for you, this was actually a 6+.
Oh.
Right.
I'll
so
never know how close we came.
It does take a bit of time. The procedure is fairly clear, but you do have to work through it. You know, wait for the beta to reach this value and that kind of thing. And you're pretty much losing power on the drone when it registers. There is a thump, and yeah, the fusion plant is definitely booting up. The drone will keep observing, but it doesn't really have much more ability to manipulate things.
No.
On
the other hand, it should. If there are any dials there, no, actually, there won't be any dials, will there?
There are some indicators, and some of it you had to keep an eye on during the restart process.
No, don't make that.
There are just some lovely turns of phrase in here. First thing
you notice, and there is no immediate effect when this starts, other than there's a bit of a rumble. It's putting out a little bit of heat. First thing you notice is the atmosphere frost starting to evaporate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's not evaporating. The pressure isn't going up. The temperature isn't high enough for it to be melting. It's just sort of vanishing.
That's, Doctor? No pressure increase registering. None of the drones register pressure increase.
Are the drones okay?
Yeah.
What's happened to the frost?
Can I think of a physical mechanism for what could have happened? So
Subliving.
It's not evaporated. What has it done?
It's gone.
As in vanished. That's not physically possible.
You've got video, it seems to be getting thinner, and then it's not there anymore.
It's definitely not sublimed. There's no liquid, is there any residue? No. I'm thinking, Felix, I'm thinking.
I look at my glove, where I wiped the atmospheric frost off the... panels.
Controls.
Yep, still there.
Are we sure this is atmospheric frost? I rapidly put a sample of it.
We did look at it.
Those doors, there will be doors within various drones thing.
Yep.
The ones where I did the radish procedure, what are they? Are those holes still there?
Yep.
Could this be some kind of reduction to atomization? Have they created some kind of disintegration field?
No.
Maybe that's where all the biological...
No.
We just didn't see anything that looks like it would be... There's no fixtures for generating anything.
If I have that, they probably don't need a fusion plant.
That's a fair point.
Are the drones capable of detecting radiation?
Yeah. Is this...
Is there any radiation escaping?
No.
Good,
no,
okay.
That's not what radiation not that.
So where is the... where is this atmospheric... Where is it where that we could see... the layer of the solidified gas, where is it that's going? Is it throughout the whole base? Is it on certain levels?
Or... Throughout the base and more or less at the same moment.
Right.
That's not an emanation of
by more or less...
With about three frames.
Okay. That's pretty quick. I'm sorry, stop me if I'm getting too technical. But so it wasn't, as Shim said, it wasn't, if it came out of the thing, it moved at like, what's, are we talking speed of light times?
No, not that high, but, you know, a decent fast electronic signal processing, something like that.
Hmm. Is the temperature going up?
Slightly.
Any electromagnetic effects? I mean, bear in mind that the drones actually have quite a good sensor suite.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of electrical noise, certainly. It's not impairing the signal.
Their drones, the things that...
No sign of activity.
But I wouldn't expect those to change until the doors get fixed. If the doors do get fixed. Mm.
And if only we had some of them someone down there to investigate first hand.
You're welcome to go down there, Dr. Radish. I'll happily push you in.
Did we work out how to turn it off again?
Yeah. Whether it works.
Yeah, I mean, you would need to rig up another drone to not freeze.
So no, then.
We can't turn it off now.
We can simply go down there.
I mean, if you want to go down and switch it off, Dr. Radish, feel free.
No, I'm just just interested.
Yeah,
that's the funny thing is that I've switched it on. From my point of view, we are slowly making our way away from it at the moment. Yeah, so we're starting to wend our way. So we're at the top of the glacier, etc., etc.
No, you're on the valley floor, and you plan to get to the extraction site would be to climb up the lower cliff on the far side of the valley floor from where the glacier is.
Yes, there we are.
Do we want to start climbing now and then return to observing from the top of the low cliff? This is rapid change.
You have an ongoing video feed.
Yeah, I mean this is it. We have a bunch of like about 20 or 30, like most of my drones, throughout the whole of.
That's
complex.
Pretty well monitored, isn't it?
It is about as good. It is. At the end of the day, I can manufacture more drones really, really easily. I can't make another one of you.
Oh yeah. That's no, a, I mean, I agree with the principle. That might be the kindest thing
you've ever said to me, Jeff.
The only one, okay, Dr. Radish.
Dr. Radish, you drive me mad. However, I prefer a live radish than a dead one.
Okay, well, that's a very, yeah, okay. In that case, we're monitoring the situation.
Let's get you to the top of this cliff.
I don't think there's any benefit. I mean, what would you do? Go with... Oh, well.
Right, let me get up there first.
All right.
I'm not very dexterous.
Right, so that's 10.
Okay, by giving other people a rope up, you can give them a +2.
Yeah.
Ah, then 8.
That'll do.
That's not bad. So 9 minus 1 would be 8, but it goes up to +2, so mm-hmm. 10.
Yep, that's fine. Yep, so you're up to the top of that cliff.
Okay, start frantically reviewing anything interesting that's happened while we were climbing.
Yeah. So
I mean, anything that emanated from the thing would have hit us already.
So. Oh no, I'm just interested. I'm not worried.
Yeah. So the next step would be crossing some rough ground, and then there's the pressure ridge, which you found the navigation route through. But mm-hmm. but you're some way away from that yet. Right. So yeah. After that initial, the frost vanishing thing, it seems to go, nothing else seems to happen for a bit. And it starts to, let's see. Yeah, it all starts at about the same time. The most obvious thing is the footprints. Where you cracked the ceramic on the way in.
Yeah.
It's all starting to flow together and seal over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
How
about the holes in the doors?
Yeah, similarly, it's taking a bit longer there, but... It looks as if it could just selectively liquefy.
Yeah, so basically my concept of it's in, you know, this stuff, basically the energy will fix it, if you would.
Is it an energy field or is it nano? Is this nanotech that can be driven from this fusion reactor?
Well, hopefully not, as we have quite a few samples of that.
Your samples are not doing anything.
No. We're outside of the field boundary.
Yeah, I'm just curious, because obviously if it is, that would explain the liquidness.
The drones are picking up radio interference, and that's about it, really. Nothing that you would call, you know, a great big Tesla field or something.
Mm. Mm. Trying to think what could explain the liquefaction, basically. And drones seemed like the most, something nanotech-like seemed like the most straightforward explanation. Any ideas, Jethro? While the doctor rehydrates?
There's a lot of area that I haven't got drones around. It could easily have been some form of as soon as basically the fact that the gas pressure didn't increase could easily have been that there's something pumping the gas pressure out as quickly as it was being created.
So, Dr. Radish, look at this. Now I've finished changing hydration pack. You see, the material is selectively liquefying and reforming to repair the damage.
So it's repairing our footprints, and it's also repairing where you and I pushed fingers through doors.
Now, getting it back to the state it was.
Approaching it.
Well, so it's basically, it's basically it's repairing via energy.
Is it possible this whole thing was just sort of a probe that landed here and generated itself and was waiting to be colonized?
No.
Okay. There we are then.
No, says the great big marine, and somehow people don't argue.
I wonder if this was prepared waiting for someone to... I don't know where the pot plant would come in, though.
This would be the most complicated... I mean, what would create all of this structure and then switch itself off waiting to be switched back on again?
What's that? Something... You know, you send that first, and then you come and colonise the planet. Could the
same way they sent Elon Musk to Mars with his army of true believers, where they all died, they left useful infrastructure behind.
Yeah, we'll come behind you, Elon. We're right behind you. Is it possible that the drones that were left here? Could they have been? The original constructors. No, it doesn't really.
Thinking of which, the drones are starting to twitch a bit.
Something dug out those tunnels, and it didn't look like those drones.
Hmm. Well, let's keep observing from a safe distance.
Can we just go a little bit further, gentlemen, before we turn around?
Well, I assume you're basically making progress towards the landing site.
Not as fast as if you were
just doing that, but you can still make some progress.
Yes. Yeah.
I am herding the cats. Sorry.
So it's probably about another hour of this. Mm-hmm. And the next stage starts.
I get a bad feeling about this.
Yeah. The drones start to unstack themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hang on. Wave it out of Seattle.
It's mango and passion fruit. Oh, for the love of God. Tropical pale ale.
Oh, God.
From Brewgooder. It's quite nice.
It's all right not to like the taste of beer.
Yeah.
I do like the taste of beer.
You like neck oil and stuff, don't you?
I love neck oil.
Yeah, it's not a bad one.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Wouldn't want to drink it all the time, but...
Oh, God, no. There's something about it. I mean, to be honest, it's been really good because it's got me back into drinking Guinness again.
I can't do stout. I struggle with it.
Yeah. So,
but I do like
it. And actually, I have been pleasantly surprised being back over in the UK that Guinness is a lot better.
Apparently, it's better than it is.
Than I remember it being.
I've had Guinness in Dublin, and I still didn't like it.
You are allowed not to like it at that point because Guinness in Dublin is glorious.
Or Murphy's in Cork.
I did have Murphy's in Limerick, and that was bloody lovely.
Anyway, so the drones are de-stacking themselves. Also, you notice some unexpected, perhaps, things happening. For example, this is
what we came for. How fascinating!
Yeah. It's happening surprisingly slowly, and it's very easy to get on the drone cameras. And, for example, here is a drone that you've left sitting in the corridor, mm-hmm. and ahead of it, about 20 feet away, one of the walls of the corridor reshapes itself into a lot of spikes that stretch across the corridor, so that it goes from a flat surface to gradually... exudes these spikes that go slowly across and then slowly retract again.
Mm. And leave it smooth again at the end.
Yeah.
Ah, almost like there was a trap that we triggered.
What, do they look like kind of lethal spikes or...?
Well, from a medical perspective, you would not want one of them, are you?
Okay. I see.
Is this happening very slowly?
Yes.
Okay.
Taking about 10 seconds to extend and then the same again to retract. In a different part of the base, you get three spinning blades, two from one wall, one from the other, interlocking.
Mm.
again, they extrude and then spin a bit and then retract.
Excellent.
Delayed action, or is it running a test? I wonder, is it, you know, standard boot-up routine?
I will point out very gently to everybody, mm-hmm. and this is why we are now leaving.
Those primitive traps, isn't it? Almost medieval. Fascinating.
Yes, but they're using... It's the fact that they have control over the... over the actual stuff that it's made of.
Interesting.
Seems entirely plausible. Of course, it's possible that it can only just at certain pre-designated locations, but I would suspect not.
Hmm.
Which means any follow-up expedition is going to need to be extremely careful and preferably do
now
everything
that we've
using
left
drones.
It switched off.
Yeah. Or approach from the top of the glacier through those holes we identified. Not our problem.
There may be traps there. We don't have drones.
We don't. So that's what a follow-up expedition is for. And crucially, doesn't involve me.
I wonder what it was all for.
It involves many large unfriendly men in power armour.
Yes, I haven't got my team behind me anymore.
There's only one man in power armor. He's not even in power armor. Right
I'm
now.
Not even in power armor at the moment.
They're not even just, unfriendly, Jethro.
I really want to know what it was for. You know, what are they doing there?
So several other locations sprout these spikes and then they retract. They are gradually getting faster.
Right, yes.
Anything happening in the room with the monitors?
Just a sec. Yeah,
just a moment, sorry.
There is lighting in there. Soft amber glow.
What spectrum?
It's basically yellowish red.
Oh, okay. So similar to us.
Some of the displays are dimly visible. They actually look more plausible in infrared. And some of them are clearly visual representations of things like, you know, here is the surface of the planet. Ooh, that's what, that dot is where you are.
Ooh.
As in us right now?
Yes.
Jethro, a threat assessment, please.
Yes.
How far are we away from the landing zone?
At the rate you made getting over here, which was about the fastest safe, you're still several hours away.
I told you so. Is it, you know, the dot that is us? Is that like flashing or like exclamation mark?
Crosshairs tracking towards it. But,
no, okay, maybe it's just an automated radar.
There's an orbital scan tracking the flotilla.
Oh, we really shouldn't have turned it on.
No, it's fine. But we need to...
Fine.
Can we go a little bit quicker, gentlemen?
Captain here, how are you feeling about the expedited pickup option at this point?
Positive, broadly positive.
Highly positive. We may have asked. Well, no, you can see.
How are you for a scan, scan chaff?
Well, this isn't really a military mission, but...
Empty the toilets.
Might be some unexpected activity.
In the toilet department.
Anything else?
Keep a sharp eye on those scanners, maybe.
Anything else lighting up other than the actual base itself?
Yeah, the central table
seems to be a three-dimensional display. That is showing a chart of the system.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that moving as if something is manipulating it, or is it static?
It's fairly static. I mean, orbital speeds are not that high.
Okay.
There are several points glowing in various places scattered about the system, and they do appear to be accelerating.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I just wanted to know.
Let's make sure that information is being passed back to Edsteca and Bayern.
You may want to check your scanners.
It's time for Jethro's favourite pilot to do something stupid.
Yes, I thought you might.
Let's see.
I like this girl for many reasons. At the moment, the primary one is that she's an ex-marine. She's an ex-marine, ex-star marine pilot.
I believe marines don't like the term ex-marine. They take the approach that you may have retired, but you're still a marine.
Well,
ex-marine means something rather different.
Yeah.
There's the good sort and there's the bad sort. You either got cashiered or you died. So,
Semper Fi, dude.
When the rope comes past, grab on.
Mm-hmm.
This is very low tech. Oh!
Athletics dex, please.
No. Can't it be education physics?
I'm happy for it to.
You can make a physics education and succeed to time the swing of the rope.
Okay, I will stay for the first pass.
Mm-hmm.
And I will assist. I've just rolled 10.
Okay.
So
I've got a 9. I'm fine.
Yeah. I've got a 6.
Let's face it, Dr. Radish is the primary candidate for assistance.
So I will basically.
I require some assistance, please.
Yeah. We boost. We give my hand up. You boost from below.
Okay. We'll hang out another slightly longer rope for the second pass, so we don't scrape the other guys along the ground.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, they'll pull. You can pull them in.
But thank you.
No, there isn't really time for that. You can do that when you're safely away from the ground and accelerating into orbit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right.
So yeah, basically, you are dangling on these lines for a while. But
My god.
Right, okay.
That's okay, so we have really good variable glue.
Uh-huh.
So, you can turn it off.
Glue my corpse back together.
So, Doctor, can you see that can you see the thing flashing on your belt?
Yes, I see that.
Okay, so if you put the rope anywhere near that, you will notice the rope suddenly attaches to it.
Oh.
And you will also notice that then you are starting to go up the rope. Doctor, why are you going down the... Doctor...
Blake, the switch up, Doctor.
The other up.
Okay. We get it. We get us all on board.
Yeah, you're hauled back into the lander and you get back to Entdecker, and all the ships are accelerating out system at this point.
Yeah, we may wish to leave the system. Put the equivalent of a red X on the doors of this system.
What's happening in the rest of the system? So, and actually, what's happening?
We have incoming contacts. They're not accelerating as fast as us yet. They do appear to be stuck to real space.
What do they look like?
Small and high acceleration.
Oh, missiles.
Generally bad.
Also, yeah.
Kinetic killers or...
Not really worried about that. We're looking at the star.
What's the star doing?
I think the term is probably roiling.
Oh.
There's definite turbulence in remembering this is not really a full burning star. It's more like an overgrown gas giant. There is definitely a lot of turbulence in the cloud tops. There are thunderstorms converging on a specific spot.
I just wanted to know what the on button did.
And you can now see the video feed because you're strapped into the lander. The clouds are bulging upwards and then drain away sideways as there is a structure, a construct, something. It's at least 2 kilometres wide and twice that high, lifting out of the star.
Why wasn't there a warning sign on the on button? You know when people say, what's the worst that could happen?
Do you know,
Felix, this is it.
Was it Felix, was it your idea that was that this was... No, it was, I think it was Dr. Radish, wasn't it? That it was your idea that this was some elaborate trap. I think you could be right.
The large ship is dropping off more small targets, and yeah, Bayern is getting out system pronto.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this has gone rather tits up, if I can use that expression.
Well, no, it's not.
Though the captain will send a probe back to try to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be fair, there's quite a lot of... I mean, if nothing else from the planet, there's quite a lot of data being sent up. Because with the... Mm-hmm. Okay, so anything on the other side, anything over on the side of the fusion stuff will be gone. But everything else should have a couple of days worth of battery life.
Mm-hmm.
If it survives that long.
Just staying there.
Well, so basically you send the probe in system, and after a bit it comes back out again and it's clearly damaged. So what the probe shows you is no sign of the big ship. It's vanished somewhere already.
As in left the system?
Maybe. Oh, where the base was, there is a new crater.
God.
Does not look like an impact crater.
Okay, more like an expect crater.
Well, yeah, there is no. It's not a detonation or anything like that, but there is no sign of the base at all.
I really didn't think. Oh dear, goodness me, who would leave such a thing?
And then the probe picks up a lot of incoming point targets, which open fire on it with gamma rays. It thinks. It's not really equipped to detect that stuff in detail. And it does an emergency start to warp out.
I did wonder if this was... yes, you're right. I did wonder if this was some sort of... I don't know what you call it. A berserker probe to decide whether something was intelligent and then get rid of it as galactic competition.
Oh. Well, it didn't have the classic... puzzles to determine intelligence.
Yeah, let's solve all these mysteries of physics.
I knew one GM who, whenever he had that sort of thing, would go to his local Mothercare or similar and buy one of those early years coordination toys, and then watch the players fumbling to try to make it work.
And then assume there weren't intelligent life and there was no danger.
Mm.
Are you satisfied with the results of that experiment?
Well, we learned something, didn't we? To be honest,
yes,
I would have always been curious. And now I am no longer curious and I want to get away from
it. Oh, I'm more curious now.
Where did the big ship go?
For example.
What was it? Was it a trap?
Where was all that power supposed to go to? Perhaps an enormous bomb. Didn't seem like a detonation crater, though.
Captain is muttering, or wonder till it drive you mad, what would have happened if you had?
We did. Well,
but on that note, that seems a good place to pause.
It does. Thank you, Roger. Well,
thankfully, we had a paranoid Jethro with us, so we didn't do it right while we were next to them.
Okay, so I've got to ask, did your players get out?
Yes.
Hmm.
Was it a little bit tighter than with us?
They were physically present in the base, but they had specifically planned evacuation routes. So basically they climbed up the crevasse from the power room, having established that there was a valid route there, and got their emergency pickup from the top of the glacier.
I'm very glad we had a jet ring with us. I would have just turned it on.
I would probably have laughed it.
Yeah, there are lovely sentences in here, like, ideally the travellers should be chased out of the base before it becomes a death trap.
ideally, but not necessarily. So was it all just a giant trap?
Well...
No. Well, I'll wait for your blog about it. All right. Lovely stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That was lots of fun.
So, amazing adventures next week?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What do I need to actually know?
Well, not necessarily. I think we'll just make characters next week and start them. So, not necessarily anything. It's just, it's very similar system to Victorious.
Fair days.
Cool.
That's about all you need to do. 30s pulp.
All right.
All right. Lovely. Thank you, Roger.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.